Whoever has ears ought to hear. That last line of our Lord's teaching is him basically saying, listen up. This, what I just told you, it's not just a cute story about a farmer sowing seed. This is about your life and whether it's produced fruit or not. The seed that falls on good ground will yield a fruitful harvest, we said. And that leads to the question, that seed that the readings speak of, that seed that is the word of God that has come down in order to bear fruit, have we given it good ground? What sorts of hearts did we bring beating in our chests into this church today? Good soil, rich, or something that will not let the word take root, grow, and then bear fruit? That's the reflection that all of us have to make, because we recognize that our lives, they're not just for the sake of us drifting through like some dead thing in a stream, going from this current to that current and never actually taking a set direction and doing something great. No, our lives are meant to have a direction, a purpose, a meaning. We're meant to be rooted deeply in something so that we can grow in a steady direction and then bear fruit, so that at the end of our lives, we don't just say, yeah, I survived a span of decades and I guess this is it. But instead we can say, look, I was able to co-create with the Lord. He was able to work through me to bear this beautiful fruit. So we ask ourselves, what type of heart do I give to the Lord? What type of soil is in that heart for that word to be planted, take root, grow, and bear fruit? Our Lord gives us some examples. He says that some seed fell on the path and birds came and ate it up. And I can think of no better image for the person who's too busy. Right there, on the path, all this traffic coming through. There's absolutely no possibility for the seed to even break into the soil, because there's just too much traffic. And before the seed even has a chance, the birds come and pluck it right up. And how often is that us? How often is that me? And I'm a priest. But how often is it me that God wants to say something to me? He wants me to just rest in his presence in prayer. And I say, oh, but God, I got this email that I got to respond to. And before I do that, I got to waste 15 minutes on Facebook, obviously. And then there goes the prayer. Because we're just too busy, or at least we've convinced ourselves that we're too busy for the one important thing, which is to rest in the Lord long enough to have him speak his word to our hearts, to let that word take root, grow, and bear fruit. If we're too busy, it won't happen. Now, what other sorts of hearts might have we brought to this church? Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched and it withered for lack of roots. Oh, how many times in my own life has it been that I just got so excited? Jesus, I'm going to live for you. You know, maybe my pastor back home would have said a good sermon. And I thought, like, yeah, I want to be a saint. Then 15 minutes later, I'm just back to my old self. Because we get excited, but if we're not rooted in a stable habit of prayer, study of our faith, if we don't have that rootedness of good, holy friendships, people that will keep us on track, it's going to just be these little moments of excitement, then it's going to wither. Then it's going to spring up again, and then it's going to wither. And then spring up again and wither. And that will be the story of our lives, instead of choosing to be rooted in the Lord, in prayer, in study, and in holy friendships, so that we can start growing, having that steady progress toward him, toward heaven, and then bear the fruit that we were meant to bear. What's the other option? Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. And here is the one I think we all struggle with. We want God, but we also want that which kills our relationship with God. So we say, God, I want you, but this sin, I also really want that. Because you know what? It's fun. Even if afterwards or even during, we're like, actually, I don't even enjoy it. Like gluttony. Gluttony is a great example. You've already enjoyed your meal, but you still go. You just like kind of shovel a little bit more in there and you realize, I didn't even enjoy that bite. Why did I do that? But that's the case with almost every single sin. But we're so scared to change a sinful habit because maybe we've had it for decades now and we think, I wouldn't even know myself if it weren't for this sin. Like, that's just me. That's what I do. I'm a prideful person. How could I not be prideful? Or fill in the blank with whatever sin it is that you struggle with. And we let those thorns grow up and we don't want to cut them down. And so when the seed's planted, it stands no chance. But our Lord wants to cut those thorns out. He wants us to have the courage to say to God, this is my sin, and I'm willing to hate it. I'm willing to let you cut it down. I'm willing to fight against it so that it stops choking out my relationship with you. Then we also give to him our hearts maybe when they've been superficial, when we haven't let ourselves become rooted in a relationship with prayer. And we say, Lord, I want you to convert that in me too. Teach me how to have a life of prayer. Give me holy friendships. Help me to be a holy friend. And then if we're too busy, if it was that first example, then we give that to him. We say, Lord, you know my life. You know how I convince myself I'm too busy. Today, let me see that I'm never too busy for you. Because no matter what kind of soil we brought here with us, no matter what kind of hearts we have for God to work with, he can turn that heart into rich soil. He can turn our lives into good ground so that we could receive the seed of his word, his love for us. We can let it take root, grow, and finally bear that fruit that we were always meant to bear.